Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020 Trade Terms. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines terms of trade as the portion of a contract of sale that specifies the responsibilities of the seller or exporter and the responsibilities of the buyer or importer, especially the point at which one party's responsibilities end and the other party's responsibilities begin, including the point at which title to the goods is transferred. These terms are commonly specified using international commercial terms. Incoterms Registered Trademark. Incoterms Registered Trademark is short for International Commercial Terms. They were created to simplify international transactions. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, they are a series of standardized trade terms for international transactions published by the International Chamber of Commerce that detail the responsibilities of the buyer and the seller in an international transaction. Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms indicate the fundamental roles and responsibilities of the seller and the buyer. This includes the point of delivery and distribution of cost of risk among the parties. These trade terms are designed for import or export, but can also be used domestically as the basis for contract details. While Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms do specify obligations and transfer of risk, responsibility, and cost, they do not specifically regulate the transfer of title and are silent on this issue. Transfer of title should be specified instead in the purchase order. However, Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms do specify the point of delivery, which is used as an input to determine when title is transferred per revenue recognition rules in accounting, using IFRS or US GAAP. Although Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms are not legally binding, sellers and buyers around the world accept them as the standard terms to use in contracts of sale. Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms are frequently included on shipping company websites. The key things to know about use of Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms is to know enough about these terms to select the most appropriate rule, to clearly specify the correct port or other name place, and to ensure that these details are correctly recorded in the contract for carriage, the letter of credit or other financial instrument, and the invoice. The seller's goal is to increase sales after all. So most sellers tend to promote a particular Incoterm Registered Trademark that they feel competent to uphold and is customer-friendly rather than making this a case-by-case choice. They will use a different term if the buyer wants to perform additional functions. Some sellers will quote several viable options along with the cost of each to the buyer. The International Chamber of Commerce, ICC, recommends using their most recent version, Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020, although parties to a contract for the sale of goods can agree to choose older versions. It is important, however, to clearly specify the chosen version, Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020, Incoterms Registered Trademark 2010, or any earlier version, along with a specific trade term being used and a location. Depending on the point of responsibility transfer, the location is either an origin shipping port, a port of call for pickup, or a plant location for local pickup or delivery. For example, CIF Los Angeles, USA Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020 would show that cost, insurance, and freight are paid by the seller when exporting to the port of Los Angeles. General changes in the 2020 version include a clarification that an owned fleet might be used instead of a third party, who pays for what is now more obvious in a clear table format for all of the terms. Also, security requirement costs are now clearly allocated in the rules. It's absolutely critical that responsibilities are assigned to both parties and that there is agreement on the terms of the transaction. Incoterms Registered Trademark trade terms are organized into two groups: rules for any mode or modes of transport, rules for sea and inland waterway transport. A complete list of Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020, organized into these two groups, and a definition of each term appear in Exhibit 5-32. Note that for all terms except EEXW, the seller is required to clear the goods for export. For more detailed information or to order a copy of the terms, visit the ICC website. Exhibit 5-32. Incoterms Registered Trademark Trade Terms, Definitions. Various points of delivery are illustrated in Exhibit 5-33. Exhibit 5-33. Incoterms Registered Trademark Points of Delivery. Sometimes shippers accidentally use FOB to refer to an air shipment, but if used properly, it indicates shipments transported via sea and inland waterway. What is covered under various Institute Cargo Clauses, ICC? Institute Cargo Clauses, ICC, can be specified as coverage A, B, or C, either specifically as part of an Incoterm Registered Trademark or as an additional stipulation. Exhibit 5-34 shows what is and is not covered under each coverage level. Exhibit 5-34, Institute Cargo Clauses, Coverage A, B, and C. Copyright 2024 Mutatis Mutandis. Used with permission. Avoiding acronym confusion. Be careful to not confuse Incoterms Registered Trademark Trade Terms with other acronyms that happen to be similar. A common area of confusion is between U.S. Domestic Terms of Trade and the Incoterm Registered Trademark Trade Term FOB. The U.S. terms FOB origin, sometimes FOB factory, and FOB destination are to be used only for domestic U.S. shipments by various transportation modes, while the Incoterm Registered Trademark Trade Term FOB applies only to sea and inland waterway transport. Other U.S. domestic terms often used incorrectly for international purposes are freight prepaid and freight collect.